As coronavirus cases surge in the U.S., in the South and West, what might be ahead for Massachusetts, where our average test rate shows less than 2% of positive cases? To talk about that this morning, we turn to an expert in statistical modeling and forecasting, tools that help officials plan and respond. Joining us now is Nicholas Reich, Associate Professor of Biostatistics and Epidemiology at UMass Amherst, who does that pandemic forecasting. Professor, good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's start this way. What's your latest forecast telling you about the trajectory of the virus as it surges in parts of the U.S., and specifically, what's it tell us about what's ahead for us here in Massachusetts?
Well, so the forecast models in Massachusetts are saying that we should expect to see very modest growth in cases over the next few weeks. And I think for deaths, it's continuing to project a slight downward trajectory over the next month. In the country as a whole, we project that over the next 4 weeks, we will see a slow growth in deaths for each week.
You know, I have to ask, since we've seen a slight uptick in cases on Cape Cod and in Worcester, and with tourists traveling all around the Northeast for the summer, are you concerned about a second wave here, since New England is one of the few spots on the whole East Coast right now where there is not a surge happening?
I think this is definitely something to be concerned about. I think this is something where that we have to stay on top of here in Massachusetts. Massachusetts has the luxury right now of not being in a surge, and I think we have to take advantage of that by using case-based tracing and really following up carefully on these new outbreaks.
So if I was to ask you that, given what's happening elsewhere around the country right now, is a surge here inevitable? You would say?
I would say a surge here is likely but not inevitable. I think there's a huge amount of pressure coming from all around the country, all these places that are having a lot of cases and people who are still traveling to and from these different locations. This makes the chances of new cases being imported from other locations ever more likely, and it requires that we remain ever more vigilant. Charlie Baker's recent declaration that people who are coming into Massachusetts from other places that are not in the Northeast, I think is a really stark reminder of just how important this is.
Right. The governor has said if people are coming to Massachusetts from other places, they have to quarantine for 2 weeks. You have said you believe there's important information missing in the data the state is releasing. What do we need?
I think what's most important is that we're not just tracking the raw numbers of cases and the raw numbers of tests that are done every day and the number of tests that come back positive, but that we're also tracking the number of tests where the results are being turned around really quickly. Tests that are done and whose results don't come back for 3 days, 5 days, a week or more. These tests are basically useless. We have people who are waiting for these results who may or may not be sick. And without that result, we don't know whether we should be tracing their contacts and so on. So having the timing of the tests be rapid, be, you know, 24 hours or ideally even less, is a really critical thing to helping us be able to control the spread of this outbreak.
And finally, if I might ask, if you were speaking with a friend who wanted to know the most important nugget of information about the pandemic and how concerned or vigilant that person should be at this point, what would you tell that person?
I think I would tell that person that one of the trickiest things about this virus is that you can spread it before you develop symptoms. And this is one of the things that's made it so hard to control and harder to control than other respiratory viruses like flu than we're used to. That's the reason why mask wearing is important and the reason why we're having, I think, such a hard time as a country getting this under control.
Nicholas Reich, Associate Professor of Biostatistics and Epidemiology at UMass Amherst. Thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me on.